December 1st, 2014. In November, the nausea came. The wands ate the sun up. Darkness settled in at 4. I walked in white circles and heard the cat, the raven, and the hare call. In November, it didn't hurt to come back to life, to drag my soul back in. When the Greeks named a monster born of a monstrous family, Ipsaity filled my hollow bird bones, and I learned to settle inside the darkness too. When the fractals fell, I learned that life goes on without me at the center holding all the pieces together. My home in Cincinnati had never really felt like a home to me, but it was the best I had ever lived. I still have trouble sleeping normal hours. I still fuss over clutter and hate blue pens and worry about nothing. And I still like the nighttime best. When it rains, my body aches, and when I'm sick, I get sad. But my days are massive and wonderful, and I'm too small to wrap my words around them. Everything from my life before feels sunken, engulfed in a gigantic pause of hesitation. But now I'm stumbling forward, building, swinging into sound. Now I'm in the blur of arriving.